Proverbs Day 15, Taming the Tongue. A fool's mouth lashes out with pride, but the lips of the wise protect them. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 3, NIV. There is no greater struggle for me than taming my tongue and choosing silence with distance over speaking how I'm offended. This is nuanced. If a friend offends you, then speak of the offense, and this builds safety, respect, intimacy, and trust. However, for the people that offend, and the offense is really a glimpse of their character, this person, we have to choose silence and distance. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. James chapter 3, verses 3 through 4, NIV. Large things can be controlled by smaller things. Likewise, the tongue is mighty in the same way and requires control. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. James chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, NIV. Corrupt words can cause irrevocable damage. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for good works. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, NIV. In my God space that I have created, just a place on the side of my bed, God shows up and guides me. I am being led through scripture and life experiences that are designed to strengthen me and build self-awareness.